And Paul stood up to speak and motioned with his hand to the people. And a great silence descended, and he spoke to them in the Aramaic language. Brethren and fathers, listen now to my defense before you. When they realized that he was talking to them in Aramaic, their silence became more intense. He said, I am a Jewish man, born in Tarsus in Cilicia, but brought up here in Jerusalem, educated at the feet of Gamaliel, in accordance with the strictness of the Torah of our forefathers. I was just as fanatical for God as you people are today. I persecuted this way to death. I arrested and handed over both men and women, as the high priest and the entire Presbyterian can bear me witness. I had letters from them and traveled to our brethren in Damascus, so as to bring the people who were there also in chains to be punished. However, as I was traveling and getting near to Damascus, round about noon, suddenly a great blaze of light shone around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? I answered, Who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting. Those who were with me saw the light, but they did not hear the voice of the one who was speaking to me. I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Arise, go to Damascus, and there you will be told about all the things that you have been ordered to do. Since I could not see, because of the radiance of that blaze of light, those who were with me led me by the hand into Damascus. Ananias, a devout man and observer of the Torah, who is vouched for by all the Jews who live there, came to me, stood over me, and said, Saul, brother, receive your sight back. And at that moment my sight came back, and I saw him. He said, The God of our forefathers has predestined you to know his will, and to see the just one, and to hear a voice from his mouth, that you are to be a witness to all the people of the things you have seen and heard. And now, why do you delay? Up, get yourself baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on his name. Today, some of us celebrate two events. One is the conversion of Paul, and what an event that was in the whole history of the mission of the church. Paul, who had been, as he says, fanatical, now becomes such an ardent admirer, follower, and preacher of Christ. He had one ambition, and that was to preach Christ and him crucified. Paul could say, and how can we say, I live now, not I, but Christ lives in me. And so today we pray for all those who are following in Paul's footsteps, following the crucified and the risen Christ. And we pray that we will all benefit from the support of each other in this conversion day of Paul. But we also, some of us, celebrate another event, perhaps not universally acclaimed, but it is the birthday of the great Scottish poet, Robbie Burns. And Burns wrote some of the most beautiful religious poetry, a man who wasn't taken up by the smallnesses at times of particular traditions, but who really came to the heart of love of God and love of our neighbor. And for me, one of the great poems is The Cotter's Saturday Night, where Burns describes so simply and so beautifully the cottager with his friends and with his family. And he comes to the end of that great poem, and he recalls how They read from the scripture, and then he finishes the poem. Then kneeling down to heaven's eternal king, the saint, the father, and the husband prays. Hope springs exulting on triumphant wings, that thus they all should meet in future days, there ever bask in uncreated rays, no more to sigh or shed the bitter tear, together hymning their Creator's praise. In such society, yet still more dear, while circling time moves round in an eternal sphere. Then homeward all take off their several way. The youngling cottagers retire to rest. The parent pair their secret homage pay, and proffer up to heaven the warm request that he who stills the raven's clamorous nest and decks the lily fair in flowery pride would, in the way his wisdom sees the best, for them and for their little ones provide, but chiefly in their hearts with grace divine preside. I think that is what we are praying for, working for, and hoping for. God bless.